Hello there. Welcome to our 23rd business writing lesson. Today we're going to talk about a very important skill that people very often forget. It's the ability to talk about yourself and talk about your own accomplishments. There are lots of people who are kind of embarrassed to say good things about themselves because they are afraid that it's going to sound like they are bragging. Bragging comes from the verb to brag, and to brag is to talk about yourself in a grandiose manner, saying things like, I am the best, nobody is better than me. But of course, that's not what we're going to do here today. Today we're going to talk about ways of talking about your own accomplishments without sounding arrogant. And we're going to do that by seeing a message from a guy who is talking about his successful career in order to impress somebody else who is in the position of giving him an opportunity. So without further ado, let's get to it, shall we? So this is a message from Aaron Green to Christina Parker. And he starts the message by saying, Hello, Christina. I attended the soft skills training seminar, something, Friday. So do you remember what soft skills are? I remember talking about them before. So what we would call soft skills are skills that are related to dealing with people. So, you know, like negotiating and maintaining good relationships in the office and being friendly in a general way. So he went to this seminar, and was it previous Friday, past Friday, or last Friday? Well, B, past Friday doesn't make sense. So we have previous Friday and last Friday. Both of these options are grammatically correct. The difference is that previous needs another reference. So for example, if I'm talking about a Friday in somewhere in the past, and then I want to talk about the Friday before that Friday, then I can say the previous Friday. But if the reference is this moment right now, then what I'm going to use is last Friday. The same way that I would say last week or last month or last year and so on. So let's choose option C and move on. And I am very interested in taking part in the mentorship program you mentioned during your what? Well, so now we can understand that his goal with this message is to take part in a program. And what kind of program is that? It's a mentorship program. So as you might know, mentorship is when a more experienced worker teaches and shares experience with a younger or less experienced coworker. And so to take part in this program means that he wants to be a part of this program. In other words, he wants to participate. And Christina, the person he is writing to, she spoke during this this seminar. So what do we call the action of speaking at a seminar or at a convention, this public kind of presentation? Do we say speak, talk, or speech? What goes in that blank? Well, your speak does not work. Your talk and your speech, these are both good options, but let's think about the context. Usually when you say speech, it's more associated with a politician or maybe a global leader. But in this kind of situation where you have a seminar, a training seminar, the best option is going to be your talk. So even though speech is technically not wrong, talk is simply going to fit better in this context. So that's the option that we're going to choose, option B. You mentioned that you wanted candidates for the role of mentor to send you a message outlining what made them something. So I decided to write to you and talk a bit about my time in the company so far. So during her talk, her presentation, Christina said that potential candidates had to send her a message like this one. So he is sending her a message in which he explains what makes him. So what goes in the blank? Is it a message outlining what made them standing out, outstand, or stand out? Well, what made them standing out is not an expression, and neither is outstand. So the best option is going to be C, stand out. So this expression, to stand out, means that you are a category above everyone else. So if you stand out in your field, that means you are very competent. You are one of the stars of the place where you work, so to speak. From this expression, you can also find the adjective outstanding. So outstanding is something that's very, very good. So this is an outstanding opportunity. He is an outstanding engineer. She is an outstanding manager, and so on. So let's move ahead, shall we? I started out as a trainee in the IT department with Jose Salazar as my manager. I was very lucky to have him as an mentor. So now he's talking a little bit about his trajectory in the company. And he seems very grateful to have Jose as what? As an first mentor, as an early mentor, or as an anterior mentor? Well, it can't be A, right? Because you have the word first, but before the blank you have an. So you're going to need a word that starts with a vowel sound, which leaves us with B and C, early and anterior. Even though option C looks like the word anterior in Portuguese, it does not mean anything like that. Anterior talks about position and not about time. So if you say somebody was an early mentor, what you're saying is that this person was a mentor in the beginning of your career. And that's what the person is saying in this message. So B is the best option. His attention and patience were key in allowing me something during my first year in the company. Shortly after that period, I was hired as a full-time analyst, still a part of the IT team. So here, the most important aspect in order to discover what goes in the blank is to know how to use the verb allow. So you allow someone to do something. So you give someone the possibility, or you give the person the permission to do something. Now let's see which one of those three alternatives fits this structure better. Allowing me to grow and learn, sounds good. Allowing me to growing and learning, that ing does not fit. And allowing me growing and learning, you need a to, and you can't have the ing in this kind of situation. So our only valid option is going to be option A, allowing me to grow and learn. The dedication and commitment I had always shown were quickly something the R&D team, who needed someone with my technical background and familiarity with the data management systems we were using at the time. So he is talking about his trajectory in the company. And also he is talking about his qualities, his dedication, his commitment. So these qualities, what happened to them? What goes in that blank? So his qualities were noticed by the R&D team, noticed from the team, or noticed for the team. Well, you're going to have a verb in the blank, and before that verb, you have the verb to be in the past. So these qualities were noticed. Do you recognize that structure? That structure is the passive voice. And with the passive voice, you have the verb to be and the past participle of a verb, in order to show more emphasis on the action and not the person who did the action. So for example, he was fired, or they were hired, and so on. So here what you would have is something like my qualities were noticed. So these phrases in the passive voice, they focus on the action and not the person who did the action. So if you want to talk about whoever did this action, you're going to use the preposition by. So he was fired by his boss. or maybe they were hired by management. And in the same way, my qualities were noticed by the R&D team. So that's why option A is our best option here. So here we start with a blank that contains an expression. And then afterwards we have, a year after I joined IT, I was reassigned to the systems development team in the R&D department. So the expression that goes in that blank is going to use the previous phrase as a motivation for the next phrase. That's how it's going to connect these two ideas. And how do you do that? Do you use why that is why, or because? Why that is not going to work, and because doesn't work in this context because of the comma afterwards. Notice that right after the blank space, we have a little comma. So our best option here is going to be B. That is why. So with this expression, I am saying that the previous idea is the justification for the next one. In other words, he was reassigned to the systems development team in the R&D department. Why? Well, because R&D needed someone with his technical background and familiarity with the data management systems, which is the previous phrase. So let's choose option B and move ahead. That is where my full potential was best put into action. I quickly rose through the ranks, ending up where I am today as a development manager, responsible for a team of 30 analysts and developers. So let's look at the first phrase. You have the expression put into action. That means that his potential was now given the possibility of going into practice. And so he quickly rose through the ranks. What is rose? Well, rose is the past of the verb to rise. So to rise is to go up. So he rose through the ranks. He got better and better positions in the company hierarchy. And now he is responsible for a team of what? Is it above 30 analysts, more 30 analysts, or over 30 analysts? Well, what he means by this is that the team that he is responsible for has a number of analysts and developers that is higher than 30. When you are talking about a quantity of people, above is not going to work. And more is not an option because you would need then. So more than 30 analysts. But since we don't have then, B is not an option, which leaves us with option C, over 30 analysts. Over can be used when you're talking about quantities. So you're saying that this quantity is over a certain number. So now let's choose option C and move ahead. I never shied away from taking on new challenges, and I believe my success is something well under pressure and caring about my colleagues. So right here at the beginning of this sentence, we have a very interesting expression. This expression is to shy away from something. To shy away from something means to avoid something, to not have the courage to do something. So it's often used in a negative context. So to say that somebody shied away from their responsibility, that is a very bad thing. But he never shies away from challenges. He is always willing to face his challenges. So he is talking about himself. He is saying good things about himself. And what does he believe is the key to his success? Well, let's take a look at that blank. I believe my success is due to work. Well, when you have due to in order to talk about the cause for something, if you're talking about a verb, an action, then you're going to use the form with ing, which means that due to worked well and due to work well, these options, they do not work in this context. Our better option is option B. My success is due to working well under pressure. So let's choose that option and see what comes next. That is why I believe I would be a great addition to your roster of mentors. I learned to something and would be thrilled to share my experience with our new hires. Warm regards, Aaron Green. So first of all, what does roster mean? A roster is a collection of people who are chosen for a specific task or position. So for example, when you have the list of names of the players who are going to be in a national soccer team, for example, that's the team roster. And the same idea can be applied to a company. So a team in a company can also be described as a roster. So he says here that he learned to do something. What is this action that he learned? Is it to lead for example, lead by example, or lead to example? Well, the option that we're looking for here is B, lead by example. What does that mean? When somebody leads by example, it means that they do the things they want their followers to do. So by their actions, they present an example that other people should follow. And I think that's a great way of being a leader, don't you think? So now I'm going to choose option B. And that is the end of our message. So let's take a look at the final version of the text. So Aaron Green is sending this message to Christina Parker. And he says that he is very interested in taking part, in participating in this mentorship program that she was talking about in her presentation. So here he is talking a little bit about his career and his accomplishments and his achievements as well. And here he is talking about his quality. So he says that his dedication and commitment were noticed by the R&D team, and that was an opportunity for him. And he also says that this department was where his potential was put into action. That's where he really did everything that he was capable of. And so he became a manager, and now he wants to take on this new challenge. He wants the opportunity to become a mentor, a leader for newer employees. And so that's it for Aaron Green's message. So what do you think about it? Do you think he was bragging? Do you think he needs to be more modest? Personally, I think that was good. I think this is a good example of a very objective and straight to the point kind of message in which you talk about your qualities. So we have to be humble. We have to be modest. That's very important. But we also need to be able to really talk about what makes us good workers. So I hope you can use some of Aaron's strategies the next time you are looking for a new opportunity at your workplace. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask them down below in the comments. And as always, thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Happy studies!